Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 32. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. From Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday, the Eagles beating the Cleveland Browns 29-10. And yeah, a little guy named Carson Wentz had a big day. In his debut in the NFL, Wentz completed 22 of 37 passes, 278 yards, two touchdowns, compiled a passer rating of 101, and the Eagles offense did just enough to keep the Browns down. Jordan Matthews targeted 14 times, 7 catches, 114 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 58 yards. And Nelson Agholor, 4 catches, 57 yards, including a 35-yard touchdown. Let's hear it from Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, the highlights of a big win on opening day at Lincoln Financial Field.
Eagles opening day, always an air of excitement packed with hopeful anticipation, but never. Never in my previous 39 openers as your guy in the broadcast booth have I had less of an idea of what to expect. The Eagles launched the Doug Peterson era with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese with former All-Pro wide receiver Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles meet the Cleveland Browns. Eagles have the ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10, moving right to left, and Carson Wentz about to take his first NFL snap. Right before he went out, Doug Peterson went over to him on the sideline and gave him a great big bear hug. Wentz on second down, drops back, fires to the far side, and it is caught! Great behind-the-shoulder catch by Zach Ertz for a first down near midfield. The first completion of Carson Wentz's NFL career.
What a catch. What a catch.
Wentz takes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Matthews! Jordan Matthews! A 19-yard strike! The first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz. What a start! Griffin takes the snap, fires over the middle. It is juggled and intercepted by the Eagles on a deflection. McLeod on the deflection. The Eagles come up with the first turnover of the 2016 season. It's Rodney McLeod. Wentz in the shotgun. He's back again. He's looking. He is looping it down the right side. He's got Agholor. He's got a touchdown. Wentz to Agholor. His second touchdown pass of the game and the first touchdown reception for Nelson Agholor.
You can't throw it any better. Nelson Agholor against press coverage does a great job of avoiding the press, getting on top of the defender, and when he gets to the goal line, the football meets him on the outside shoulder. Perfectly thrown ball.
As Griffin takes the snap, he steps up. They've got him! They've got him! They flatten him back at the 24.
Fletcher Cox.
Wentz, Ryan Matthews, in the air, touchdown. Ryan Matthews into the end zone, and that's all, folks.
Give the assist to big number 94, Bo Allen, getting the block out on the edge, and Ryan Matthews into the end zone for the touchdown.
That is it. Eagles win decisively on a wonderful debut for Doug Peterson as head coach and Carson Wentz as the quarterback.
Wentz was calm, cool, and collected as he picked apart the Browns on an opening drive, completing 4 of 5 passes, 57 yards, a drive that consumed 75 yards, 5 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock. The clincher of the 19-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews. Both of those players talking about that play. They worked on it in practice, and they did it to perfection on game day.
Yeah, it was just man coverage. Man coverage across the board, and I knew Jordan, you know, all week we'd been repping that, and I knew he'd get a good release, and he beat his guy, and that's what he did, and I just threw it out there, gave him a chance, and he made a heck of a play.
It was man coverage, and he said he was going to go to me all week on it. We threw it twice, I think, in Thursday's practice, so, you know, he was telling me, hey, they go man in this situation, and you're inside, like, I'm throwing the ball to you. I'll close my eyes and throw it, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll catch it. So there it was, man, so it was just a great communication all week, and then just, that's the situation where I'm like, okay, I see the leverage, I see the coverage, I know the ball's coming to me. I just got to go make a play. So, Carson put it where it had to be.
Wentz said he wasn't the least bit nervous in this game. After the first snap, it was just football after all.
I wasn't really nervous. You know, I really don't get nervous. I like to listen to worship music before the game, kind of calm my nerves and, you know, just go out and have fun. You know, it's a game and I tried to enjoy it and, you know, I had a lot of fun today and turned out it was good. Felt very confident and after the first snap, it was just locked in and it was football again.
There was a moment for Wentz, however, as he walked off the field after the win when he kind of put things in perspective.
You know, it was pretty cool. The fans obviously were pretty excited and all the guys, you know, coming up to me, and it was great just to get the first one under my belt. I don't know, it was just a great first start and I'm glad it came out the way it did. At the end of the day for me, it's still just about playing football. You know, I got to block out the noise, both good and bad, and just get back to work. You know, that's what it's about, and the goal is to go 1-0 each week.
Head coach Doug Peterson in his head coaching debut, pleased with the team's effort, good performance on both sides of the ball and on special teams. After the game, Peterson met the media. Here are some of the things he said as the Eagles won their first game of the season, getting ready for Chicago next Monday night.
Just knowing the maturity level that he has and things that I was trying to get across to the fans, to the media, this is who he is. This is his DNA, and he really handled himself great all week long. He prepared like he was a 5-6 year veteran, and he played that way, and just so happy for him and his family and the team. They're so excited to get this first win, but again, with Carson, how he handled himself from the maturity level was outstanding.
On the defensive side of the ball, Malcolm Jenkins pleased, for the most part, with an Eagles defense that limited Cleveland to 2 conversions on 10 third down opportunities, the Browns gaining just 288 total net yards, and Robert Griffin III was harassed, sacked 3 times, limited to 190 passing yards, and a passer rating of 55. Had a chance to talk to Jenkins after the game, a little one-on-one about the defense, and of course, Carson Wentz. Can you kind of expand on overall what you thought of the defensive performance?
I thought it was good. I mean, you know, I thought we did a decent job of getting some pressure on RG3 with a 4-man rush. We did a pretty good job in the secondary besides 2 plays. You know, other than that, it was, you know, small things. I think tackling was probably one of the biggest things that we probably need to address going out of this, is just some open field things in our zones when they do check it down, be able to stop some of the leaky yardage. But, you know, I thought we communicated well. We handled a lot of the different, you know, gadget things that they were going to bring with Wildcat, motion shifts. You know, that took up a lot of the preparation during the week, and I thought we handled that well. You know, other than that, they probably had 2 drives where we felt like they moved the ball.
On the other side of the ball, what did number 11 show you?
He showed me what he's been doing this whole time. He's a very confident guy. He's confident in his arm. You know, to see him come out, perform the way he did on this stage in season opener with very little rehearsals was encouraging. You know, he's taking shots at their best guys and completing them, converting them. And I think, you know, the more plays he makes, the more confident he'll get.
And so the Eagles are 1-0, and Eagles fans everywhere are thrilled with the victory. But what does it really mean? Matthews puts everything in perspective, keeping his eyes squarely on the Chicago Bears next Monday night.
Guys, this is just one game. Like, we're not about to go, oh my goodness, this is one game. We got to go back, correct the mistakes. I got to go back, see what I did wrong, try to correct those things. I know Carson's hard on himself. He's going to go back and make sure he corrects some things. But at the same time, this isn't the Super Bowl. We got to put this behind us and get ready for Chicago. Now, was it a good outing? Did we come out and show some things? Yes, but we definitely got to be more consistent and continue to work.
Some other standouts for the Eagles: Ryan Matthews, 22 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown. The Eagles running for 133 yards, carrying the football 34 times, really establishing the line of scrimmage on their way to 403 total net yards. So that's one in the books for the Eagles. A big win for Philadelphia, 29-10 over the Cleveland Browns. Thanks so much for joining me, Dave Spadaro, here on the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 32. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.